Today's daf is Vachim Daf Gimel, and we are at the two lots, about 15 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Yesterday we began Seder Kotcha Mesechtes Vachim, and we discussed the first halacha of the Mesechta, and that is that when a Kohen did the Avoida with a carbon, specifically the Dalet Avoidoi Sadam, the four Avoidas that were done with the blood of the carbon, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha and Zrika. He had to make sure that he did the avoidas lishma. There are many halachas in the Torah where you find a concept of lishma. Yesterday's daf, the Gemara itself discussed another, and that is ksiva saget. V'kasav la sefer krisus v'nasam biyada. Chazal learned from there v'kasav la lishma, that the sefer that wrote a get isha would have to write the get l'shem the isha hamiskareshes. A sefer Torah, the askaris in a sefer Torah have to be written lishma. Bris milah has to be written lishma. The avoidos, hadam, of kachim had to be done lishma as well. What's the definition of lishma? So the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis mentioned a Mishnah later in the Masechta, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, l'shem shisha dvorim hazevach nizbach, l'shem zevach, l'shem zeveach, l'shem Hashem, l'shem ishim, l'shem reyach, l'shem nichayach. The topic of the first Mishnah was, what happens if a kohen did the avoido and he didn't think lishma? To the contrary, he had a machsheves she'loi lishma. Now, if he didn't have any machshava at all, so that Rava said he had a raya from that Mishnah Daf Mevav Amud Beis that when it comes to zvachim, when it comes to kachim, stomach is kilishma. So that's not what the Mishnah is discussing. The Mishnah is not discussing a kohen that didn't have any machshava at all. That's stomach is lishma. The Mishnah is discussing what would be if somebody had the wrong machshava. He had a machshava she'loi lishma. Would that make the carbon puzzle, or would that not make the carbon puzzle? Now, one thing we didn't speak out yesterday, that's going to be very clear from the sugis of Shalei Lashma, and that is, that although the Gemara says, the Mishnah, L'shem Shish Dvar Mazevach Nizbach, the idea that a Machsheves Shalei Lashma can disqualify on some level of carbon, is not true for all six kavanos that the Koyein ideally was supposed to have when he poured a carbon. Rather, it's only negay of the first two. L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zeveach. L'shem Zevach, which is what the Gemara is going to refer to as Shinui Kodesh. The Kohen had to have in mind, if he was bringing an Oila, that it's L'shem Oila. If he was bringing a Chatos, that it was L'shem Chatos. He had to have in mind the Zevach. He had to have in mind the Kodesh, the Sug Kedusha, that this particular carbon has at the time that he's bringing the carbon. If a Kohen would have the wrong Zevach in mind, for example, like Rashi said right in the beginning of the Masechta, if you would check an Oilu L'Shem Shlomim or a Chatos L'Shem Shlomim, that's where you have our Mishnah. That's the discussion of Machshava Shloi L'Shma. Additionally, a Machshava Shloi L'Shma could be where the Kohen messed up with the second Machshava that's mentioned in the Mishnah. The second Machshava was L'Shem Zeveach. It's what the Gemara is going to refer to as Shinui Bailer. He has to have in mind, does the Kohen, when he's bringing a carbon, who the Bala carbon is. So if Reuven is the one that's Chayiv Chatos, the Kohen has to have in mind that this Chatos is being brought from Reuven. If he would have in mind that it's being brought for Shimon, that would be Shinui Bailin. That would be an example where it was Shaloi Lishma in the Lashem Zoyveach. That too would fall into the discussion of our Mishnah. So again, although the Shem Shishet Varim Hazevach Nizbach, when our Mishnah discusses a Machshava Shaloi Lishma, parceling a carbon, it's not discussing a Kohen that messed up in any one of the six Machshavas Hapsuas. You have to get this clear. It's only in a Gei of the first two. It's only in a Gei of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bayu. What the Mishnah refers to as L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zevach. So what happens if a Kohen has in mind a Machsheva Shaloi Lishma, Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bailim? He has in mind an Oila L'shem Shlomim, or a Chatos L'shem Shlomim. He has in mind L'shem Shimon, where really Reuven is the Bala Karban. So the before sheet is in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama, the Mishnah, which is the Iker sheet that the Mishnah holds, Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishman K'sheir, all Karbanis. If the Kohen had in mind a machsheva shaloi lishma, shinui kodesh or shinui bailim, during any one of the dalet avodah sadam, the halacha is the carbon still going to be kosher. What does it mean it's kosher? You don't have to treat it like pasul. You don't have to treat it like kachim that went bad. You could do the zrika, you could do the haktara semurim, the Kayanim, the Bailim, could eat the Basar, but at the same time, you have to realize that the Bala Karban is going to have to bring another Karban, because this Karban was messed up. Is there recourse? So that was a sugi when you learn Bava Kama, when you learn Chayshah Mishpat. Maybe the Bailim can go to the Kayan and say, you messed up my Karban by having a Mashavah HaPiselis. Now, I have to swipe my credit card again to bring another Karban, so pay up. Okay, maybe. Hezek Shein Nikr Shmei Hezek, Hezek Shein Nikr Loi Shmei Hezek. But the point is that all Zvachim, says the Mishnah, if there was a Machsheva Shalei L'Shma by the Kayin, the Karban's still going to be kosher. However, the exceptions to the rule are going to be Pesach Achatas. Why would Pesach Achatas be different? As you'd expect, it's all drushes. And we're going to have fun with those drushes over the next couple of daf. Starting tomorrow's daf, it's going to be all in with these drushes. Kishmaki drushes. Like the drushes. But the point is, it's based on drushes. Rabbi Eliezer said it's not just Pesach and Chatas, even Asher. Yosef ben Chayni said that it's Pesach and Chatas, but not only if you shecht the Pesach and Chatas Shaloi L'Shma is the carbon puzzle, but any carbon that you bring, even an oil and a shlamet, if you have in mind L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Chatas, that too is going to puzzle the carbon. And finally, the last sheet was Shimon Achi Azariah, Shimon, who was supported by his brother Azariah, who gets an honorable mention in our Mishnah. And Shimon Achi Azariah said that it depends. It's nothing to do with Chatas, it's nothing to do with Pesach, it has nothing to do with Asha. But rather, if a person, a Kohen, has in mind L'Shem Gavoya, for example, he's bringing Kachim Kalam, like a Shlomim, and he has in mind L'Shem Gavoya, he has in mind Kachim Kadashim, Noila, Chatas, and Asham, it's going to be Kasha. If he has in mind L'Shem Namoch, he's bringing an Oila, and he has in mind L'Shem Shlomim, L'Shem Toida, L'Shem Chorim, in those cases, it's going to be kosher. So again, the sugyas of machsheva shalei l'shma are only negeya shinui kodesh and shinui bailam. They're only negeya during the dalet avodas adam. Machsheva shalei l'shma means just that you had a very proactive machsheva for the wrong thing, because stoma is l'shma. And even though by gerushin and in other areas in halacha and in shas, as we'll see, hopefully in the raid at the end of the daf, stom is lav kilishma, but when it comes to zvachim, Rav already said the svara that being that zvachim bistam lishma oindim, it's for that reason it is kilishma. So we're discussing not where the kohen had a machshev stam, but rather we had a lehediyah digi kavana of shaloi lishma. Either way, on that note, says the Gemara, so Rav was in Beis Medrash on a Shabbos, and Rav was asking stiris, and he was answering them. Says the Gemara, so Rami Milsachriti. Rava asked another stira. Mi Am Rabbi Namarav. Chat or Shachto L'Shem Oyla Psula. Shachto L'Shem Chulin Ksheira. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, it's something that the Gemara is going to discuss in greater detail, says the Maseres HaShas, the Kamon, Daf Mem Vav Amad Beis. But Rav said a Gevaldik Gechidish, that even though it's Mavur in the Mishnah, let's go with the Shita of the Tanakam, that a Chatas and a Pesach Shaloi L'Shma, puzzle. The carbon is 100% puzzle. You can't do the Zrika. You can't do the Akhtara Seymurim. The Kohen cannot eat the Basar. However, the definition, said Rav, of a Machsheva Shaloi L'Shma is when he brought the Chatas L'Shem, a different carbon. So, for example, it was Chatas L'Shem Oyla. But what would be if the Kohen had a Machsheva Shaloi L'Shma, but the Machsheva Shaloi L'Shma wasn't L'Shem Karbon Achar, but rather the Machsheva Shaloi L'Shma was L'Shem Chulin? Said Rav, a Chiddush Noira, Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Oyla Psula, Shachta L'Shem Chulin Ksheira. Even though it too is a machsheva shaloi l'shma, it's not stoma. Stoma would mean he wasn't thinking anything. Over here, he clearly had the wrong kavana. But the wrong kavana wasn't a different type of carbon, but rather the wrong kavana was l'shem chulin. Says Rav, it's going to be kosher. And says the Gemara, I know what Rav's svara was. Alma, Rav must hold the mina machriba, the lav mina le machriba. In order for a machsheva to disqualify a carbon, the thing you thought about has to be of the same min, of the same species, so to speak. It has to be minyana of the thing that you're doing. So if you're bringing a chatas, and I think oila, so oila is the chmina shal chatas, they're both kachim, they both fall into the same category. You happen to have gotten the wrong one. It's shinui kodesh, it's the wrong type of kedusha. Over there, there's an idea that the machshava could disqualify the carbon. But the lav mina, chulin, Das ist doch eine Minoi. And the Lav Mina loy machriba. Vrimini. So Rav asked the Stira, is that true? Is Rav right when Rav says this Svara? The Mina machriba, the Lav Mina loy machriba. I'll ask you a kasha from Hilchis Gerishin. Again, kol aget shenichtav shalei shemisha pasol. A get has to be written lishma. So if Sofer writes a get, shalei shemisha, and he has in mind the wrong woman, the get is going to be pasol. Vafilu l'shem avedes kechav enami pasol. And that's true even if the Sofer, when he writes the get, has in mind that the divorcee, the woman that is going to be divorced with this get, is a non-Jewish woman. What's the Gemara's kasha? L'chura, an avedes kechavim is ein b'teiris gittim v'kedushin. So if she's ein b'teiris gittim v'kedushin, shouldn't she be viewed as lav mina, as it relates to the concept of a sefer krisus that the Torah talks about? And still you see that if the sefer has in mind an avedes kechavim, that machshava passes the get. So you see that the lav mina machriva. What's the difference between a sefer writing a get l'shem avedes kechavim and a koyein shechting a korban chatos l'shem chulin? In both cases you had the machshava wrong, but at the same time, the machshava hapiseles was a machshava that's lav mina. Chulin klapei chatos is lav mina. And oivedes kechavim klapei a Jewish woman, as it relates to gittin v'kedushin, is also lav mina. So that was Rava's second stira, v'shani, and Rava says very simple teretz. Get dal oivedes kechavim minei havalei stama v'stama pasul. Kachim dal chulin minei havalei stama v'stama ksher. It's true. Rav is right. A machshava that's lav mina is not a machshava apiseles. The mina machrivba, the lav mina loy machrivba. And that's true for kachim, that's true for gittin as well. But at the end of the day, if a sofer writes a get and he has in mind a machshava of lav mina, loy machrivba, doesn't have a koyach to pasul. But do you have a machshavas lishma? No, the sofer didn't write the get lishma. Meaning, Reuven wants to divorce his wife Rachel with this get. He goes to a sofer. The sofer, it just so happens, was writing this get for a non-Jewish woman whose name is Rachel. He had in mind this oivedes kechavim. Okay, it's a machzach. The question is it going to be kosher or is it going to be pasul? So you're going to tell me the machshava l'shem oivedes kechavim Rachel is not a machshava apiseles. True, says Rava. Rav is gerecht. The lav mina loy machriva. But at the end of the day, when it comes to gerushin, you need a proactive machshava l'shem the isha miskareshes, and you don't have that either. What you have at best is stoma. Stoma by gerushin is possible. Says Rava, the only reason Rav's halach is right that shchata sheshachta l'shem chulin is kosher is because by zvachim we established that stoma is kosher. So the machshava l'shem chulin is not a machshava apiseles, because the mina machriva, the lav mina loy machriva. What you therefore have is a koyin that did the avodah without a kosher of machshava and without a pasul of machshava. It's what we know as stoma. Stoma we know is kosher. So by kosher, with stoma is kosher. So as long as the lav mina loy machriba, I don't have a machshava apiseles. It's true I don't have a positive machshava. I don't have any machshava. Oh, stoma? Stoma is kosher. When it comes to gerishin, stoma is pasul. Therefore, even though it's true the machshava l'shem avedes kechavim is the lav mina and the lav mina loy machriba, but at the end of the day, I don't have a positive machshava either. And by gerushin, I need a positive machshava because stoma is possible. That's why it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara Brahman Bil Sachriti. Rava asked the third stira. Mi amar bina marat chato shachta l'shem oil psula shachta l'shem chulin kshera amad mina machriba d'le mina loy machriba. Again, on this same halacha that Rav said that even though a chatos shaloy l'shma is possible, but that's only true if it's a chatos l'shem oil. It was demina. But if it was a chatos l'shem chulin, it's what he refers to as the lav mina loy machriba. Is that true? V'tani, we're going to the braiso. Toichoi, v'loy toich toichoi, v'afilu kli shetef matzah. So the context over here is completely unrelated to anything that we're discussing. Stating that, it's the topic of today's daf. Says the pasuk, v'chol kli cheres ashe yipo mehem el toichoi, kol ashe besoichoi yitma, v'oysoi sishbaru. It's discussing a kli cheres. A kli cheres that is tame. Torah says a chiddush that if a kli cheres is tame, let's say it came in contact with the sheretz, the halacha is that if oichlin and mashkin fall into the aver of the kli cheres, the ear space of the kli cheres, even if they never touch the kli cheres, the halacha is the oichlin and the mashkin are going to be tame. The chol kli cheres ashe yipoy mehem al toichoy kol ashe besoichoy yitma. Anything that's toich the aver of the kli cheres is going to be tame. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is that if a sheretz, one of the shmeina shratzim that I'm atama, falls into the aver, into the ear space of the kli cheres, even though it never comes into contact with the kli cheres, it will make the kli cheres tameh. Meaning, ordinarily, in order for tumah to happen, there has to be contact. There has to be what we refer to as maga, negia. If there's no contact, there's no way for the tumah to transfer. The exception to the rule is the kli cheres. The kli cheres becomes tumah, and the kli cheres is mitameh through toichai, through its aver, through its airspace. So if a sheretz would fall into the airspace of a kli cheres, it would be metame the kli cheres, even if it never physically touched the kli cheres. If the kli cheres was tame, and oichlenu mashkin would fall into the airspace of the kli cheres, the oichlenu mashkin would become tame from the tumah of the kli cheres. Because when it comes to kli cheres, the Torah says, v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichoy, koy lasher betoichoy. At the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to clarify how exactly we know this, but the point is that is the halacha as it relates to a kli cheres. The discussion of this braisa is what would be if you have a kli cheres. So think of a tanner, an oven, the old ovens that were made out of earthenware. So they were technically in halacha viewed as a kli cheres, very large tanner. And inside the tanner, there was another keli. So there was a keli betoich keli. Now, inside that other keli, oichlenu mashkin fell. So the kli cheres itself was tameh. And now Oichlin Umashkin fell into the aver of the Kli Cheres, but into the Keli that's inside the Kli Cheres. So do you say that it's Toichoy Shalak Kli Cheres and it's going to be Tommy? Do you not say that it's Toichoy Shalak Kli Cheres, it's going to be Tommy? It's like this. If the inner Keli is 100% inside of the outer Keli, it's for sure going to be viewed as Toichoy. The whole Shaila's Negeya with the inner Keli, the Keli that's within the Keli, if you have an Arts Roll Gemara, they have a picture, is protruding a little bit on top. So you have a tanner. The tanner is a foot tall, let's say, and the keli that's inside the kli cheres is a foot and a half tall. So the inner keli is technically protruding. It's higher than the outer kli cheres. The kli cheres itself is tameh, and oichlen umashkin fall into the ear space of the inner keli. There's a halacha of toichoy v'loy toich toichoy. It's no longer perceived to be toichoy shalak licheres, and the halacha is no tumah is going to take place. So ordinarily, if oichlen umashkin fall into the ear space of a licheres, the halacha is kolash v'soichoy yitma. But it's only if it's toichoy, not if it's toich toich. That's what we need. Not if it's toich toich. If it's toich toich, meaning it's within something that's within the kli cheres. So then the halach is it's not going to be tom. Says the braiso toich v'loy toich toich. Va'afilu kli shetef matzel. Now that halach of toich v'loy toich is true. Even if the inner keli, the keli that's inside the tanner, the keli that's inside the kli cheres, it itself was not cheres. It was made out of some other material. It was made out of metal. It was a kli matches. Still, you're going to have that halach, right? You're going to say, what's the difference? What's the difference if the inner keli is made out of cheres, or if it's made out of matches? At the end of the day, it's an entity for itself. It creates a toich toichoy, and the halach is kol asher besoichoy yitma, not kol asher betoich toichoy yitma. But Rava said it's not so poshut. You know why? Because if you think about it in a lumdish way, what comes out is that the inner keli is being machriv the state of toichoy. There's the toichoy of the tanner, the toichoy of the kli cheres. If you take a keli and you put it inside the kli cheres, given certain parameters, has to be tall or whatever, but the point is, the inner keli has an ability to be machriv the toichoy. Now, if there's a svara of the mina machriv, the lav mina loy machriv, so maybe in order to be machriv the status of toichoy, it has to be me'osay min of the space that it's being machriv. So if you want to be machriv a toichoy of the kli cheres, tapin hobin cheres. If you want to be machriv the space of matches, that's min habim matches. But how could a kli shetef be machriv the toichoy of cheres? Isn't it the lav mina? So Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Rav, that as it relates to shechitas kachim, that a chatas shloilish must possible, it's only chatas shem shulim is going to be kosher. Alma de mina machriv ba, the lav mina machriv ba, chaba kasha, viremini, rovus, firing away with steers here in Beis Medrash on a Friday night. It's knaki. Right, Rava, I don't understand what's going on here. Isn't there an idea of toichai v'loi toich toichai? Zois oimeres. There's an idea that a keli could be machriv, the status of toichai of the kli cheres, and it doesn't have to be mina. It could be even ene mina. How do I know that? What's the punchline? V'afilu kli shetef matzel. Even if it's a kli shetef, it's not a kli cheres. Still it has the ability to be machriv. So is it the mina machriv? Is it the mina loy machriv? So the Gemara v'shani, Rava answered, also chulen eitzel kachem, ke mechitza eitzel tanur. Ma mechitza eitzel tanur, le mehanyu l'klal. Av chulen eitzel kachem, le mehanyu l'klal. You're assuming Says Rava, or I'm assuming, says Rava, in my kasha, that a kli shetef, klapi a kli cheres is eine minoy. Vaistois, maybe not that way. A kli shetef and a kli cheres is minoy. You know why they're considered minoy? Because hatzad ashava shabahen is, they're both kalim. And being that they're both kalim, so mimela, it's considered minoy. It's true, they're made up of different materials, but at the end of the day, they're both kalim. Being that one is a keli and the other is a kleli. So I look at a kli cheres to a kli shetev as a chatas to an oil. Chatas oil is also not the same, but they're both kosher. Okay, so kli cheres and a kli shetev are not the same. One is cheres and one is matches, let's say, but at the end of the day, they're both kelim. And being they're both kelim, it's for that reason you could be machrevet. Rava says, if you want a parallel, you want an analogy in this sugya of kli cheres, kolash abasaycha yitma, to Chatos l'shem chulin, the analogy would be something else. What would be if you had a kli cheres, and in the kli cheres you put a board, you put a mechitza, or you put something else that's not technically considered a keli in halacha, and you have the sheretz on one side, and you have the oichlen u'mashkin on the other side within the airspace. Would it be metama or would it not be metama? Says Rav, that would be the parallel. That would be a perfect example. That would be a direct parallel to what I'm discussing. Because one is a keli. You want to be machrev, the toichai of a keli, by something that's not a keli. It's not a kli cheres, it's not a kli shetef. All it is a mechitza ba'alma. That's already enay minoy. And that, says Rava, in fact, maybe, as we'll see in a moment, like Urav Svara. Maybe then you would say, the lav min aloy machreba. In other words, let's see again inside. Says the Gemara, the Shani, Rava answered, Asu chulin etzel kachim ki mechitza etzel tana. Rava said that if you want to draw a parallel from chulin to kachim to the sugya of kli cheres, the parallel would be mechitza to tana. Not kli shetef to kli cheres, it would be mechitza to tana. Ma mechitza etzel tana loy mahani lakal. In fact, when it comes to mechitza and tana, the halacha is the mechitza cannot ruin. It can't be machrev the status of toichi. What's the riot to that? Where do you see, in fact, that a mechitza can't knock out the status of a kli cheres? It's a mishnah. If somebody has an oven and he made a mechitza in the oven, what was the mechitza made out of? Boards, or a curtain. And there's a sheretz on one side, there's a oichlan mashkal on the other side. Hakol tame. It's all going to be tame. The same is true if you have a kiveres, if you have a beehive, shi pachusa, that had a hole in it, upkuka, and it was plugged, bekash with straw. And now it's hanging inside the airspace of the tanner. Sheretz b'seicha ha-tanner tummy. If there's a sheretz inside this kiveres, inside this beehive, everything in the tanner is going to be tummy. Sheretz b'tanner, if there's a sheretz in the tanner, oichlan shebetaycha tmeim. Any food that's going to be inside the beehive is going to be tummy. In other words, what do you see from here? That the kiveres, being that it's not a keli, or the Nisarim of the Yerioi, being that they're not Kalim, they don't have an ability to knock out the Toichai of the Klicheres. What's the reason? Why don't you say that the Yeria or the Nisarim or the Kiveres should be Machrib the status of Toichai? The Teretz is because it's the Lav Mina, and the Lav Mina is Le Machriba, which in fact supports Rav Shita. So Rava said that I thought Likatchila that maybe I have a Stira to Rav's halacha from the kli cheres. Why? From the fact that a kli shetef could be matzel. So you see that the kli shetef creates a matziv of toich toichai to be matzel from the tumah and the kli cheres, even though it's not the same min of the tanner, which is made out of cheres. So you see that the lav mina is machriba. Isn't that a steer to what Rav said that chatos l'shem chulin, being that it's the lav mina loy machriba. So Rav and I made a toys. The emes is that a klishetav and a klicheres are mina. Why is it mina? Because they're both kalim. If you want a parallel, you want an analogy, the analogy would be the mechitza, it would be the nesorim, it would be the yiria, it would be the kiveres, which is not a keli. And being that it's not a keli, vazok the mishnah says, in fact, halacha is that it doesn't have ability to be machrev. You know why it doesn't have an ability to be machrev? Because it's lav mina. So not only do we not have a kasha on Rav from this sugi of kli cheres, to the contrary, we have a raya to Rav Shita. Says the Gemara, stating that although the Tanakam and this mishnah mesachtes kelim holds that a mechitza doesn't have an ability to be machrev the status of Kol Hashem, the Soichah of the Kli Cheres, not everybody agrees with that. Rabbi Eliezer Mitar. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not true. Rabbi Eliezer says that you don't need a Keli, B'toich Keli, to create a situation where you're not going to have any more the Allah of Kol Hashem, the Soichah, Yitma, and the Kli Cheres. But even a Mechitza, even a Kiveres, that had a hole that was plugged that doesn't have the status of a keli in halacha. Even that is enough to create a mechitza inside the kli cheres, where you say that if something's on one side and something's on the other side, it's not going to be tame. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, kavu chaim. Rabbi Eliezer, you know I know my halacha. I know me kavu chaim. Hitzel b'meis hakavu b'tatzel b'kli cheres hakal. He said I know from a kavu chaim. Madach mechitza is a mafsik when it comes to tumas meis, which is very chomer. It certainly should be a mafsik when it comes to kli cheres, which isn't nearly as tame. So where's a mechitza mafsik when it comes to tumas meis? So we all know that a meis is matame b'oil. If two people are in the same oil as a meis, they're tame. What if you have a big room and you make a mechitza? So whatever the definition of a mechitza is in halacha, if there'd be a meis on one side of the mechitza and there'd be a person on the other side of the mechitza, the person's not going to be tame because he's not considered anymore to be in the same oil. So you see, a mechitza is a chaytzeit. It's a mafsik when it comes to tumas meis, which is pretty common. You know, you become tame from tumas meis. You're paraduma, not pashit. So it's mafsik when it comes to tumas meis. Achamura kalvachomer said Rabbi Eliezer, if I have a mechitza inside a klicheres, which we're dealing with tumas sheretz, it's not such a chomer degatuma. And there's a sheretz on one side, and there's oichel and mashkin on the other side. That halach is, it should be tar amulois. They told Rabbi Eliezer, I don't agree with your kal v'chomer. It's true, tumas meis is more chomer than tumas sheretz and tumas klicheres. But at the same time, in hitzel b'meis hachomer, it's true. You find that a mechitza could be matzah when it comes to meis chomer, but that's only shekein chaluk ayaholim. Tatzel b'klicheres hakal she'ein chalukim b'ayaholim. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that the derech is to be mafsik a room with a mechitza. Being that the derech is to be mafsik the room with the mechitza, so that's why if you have a mechitza in a room, it's considered a chatzitza, even for something so chomer as tumas meis. But the derech is not to be mafsik a klicheres with a mechitza. Nobody puts a mechitza in a keli. It just doesn't make any sense. So being that nobody puts a mechitza inside a keli, so even though we're dealing with a tumakal, still the kavachim is wrong. It can't be that a mechitza is going to be chaitzitz. But the bottom line is, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that not only don't we have a kasha on Rav from the sugi of kli cheres, if anything, the sugi of kli cheres supports Rav. Because what was Rav's chiddush? The mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. He said it with regards to kachin, but essentially, at the end of the day, you see it by kli cheres as well. You see the mina machriba, the status of kolach of a soicha yitma can become chorev al yudei another keli, even a kli shete. But the point is, as long as it's mina shalak kli cheres, it's going to be machriba. But the lav mina, if you would have a mechitza made out of wood, made out of urias, whatever, near the halacha is that it wouldn't be mafsik. Why not? Oh, must because it's the lav mina. The lav mina loy machriba. Very good. But that's all true according to the rabban. Ha tenach the rabban. The Rebbe Eliezer, my yikul meimar. Rebbe Eliezer just said that even a mechitza is chaytzeis for kli cheres. He made a kal v'chomer. He said madach it's chaytzeis for tumas oil meis. Certainly it should be chaytzeis within a kli cheres. So it's true that Rav's shita is ma'od matin with the shita sarabanan, but it doesn't shnim with Rebbe Eliezer. And the way Rashi explains the kasha, four words, lema de Rav Tanoi. Should we say that Rav's halacha of the lav mina loy machriba is totally in this machlekes tanam and mesechtes kelim? This machlekes Rebbe Eliezer and the rabbanan. So the Gemara says no. Rebbe Eliezer kavu chaymer kamar. Really, Rebbe Eliezer would agree to Rav and Svara, perhaps, but Rebbe Eliezer had a kavu chaymer. Meaning in Kachin, where there's no kal v'chomer, he agrees the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. The only reason he holds that even the lav mina is machriv when it comes to kol hashev esoicha yitma is because he based it on the kal v'chomer. He said if a mechitza is machriv when it comes to tumas oil meis, which is chomer, certainly it should be mafsik when it comes to tumas kli cheres. In other words, don't ask a kasha on Rav, even from Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer will tell you, I agree with you, Rav, in principle. The only reason I'm saying what I'm saying is because I have a kal v'chomer. Frek de Gemara, a very puzzling question. Puzzling if Yahalti Cheshben, it's Tzorich Beer, Tais already, Mutch is very, very stark. What the Gemara's next cash is. When it comes to Kachim, why do you make the same kal v'chomer? Lema kal v'chomer, Kachim echalim, Kachim, Chulim loy kolshke. Why don't we say, if mina is machriba, then certainly lav mina should be machriba. Now, till now, we understood that Rav was coming misvara. The mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. It makes sense that a machshava that is me'ein, it's in the same species of what it is you're dealing with, has an ability to be a machshava apiseles and to pasul an avoida. But something that's the lav mina doesn't have an ability. If that's the case, then what's the Gemara's kasha? But the Gemara now is flipping. And the Gemara is saying that really in Svar, you could argue fakir. You can make a kal v'chomer that if kachim is mechalal kachim, certainly chulin should be mechalal kachim. And again, in Svar, you could certainly hear it. Maduch chatas, where at least you had in mind kachim, is a problem. So certainly if you had in mind chulin, it should certainly be a problem. But either way, what the Gemara is saying is if you're telling me that Rebbe Eliezer really holds of the svar, the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. Just the kal v'chomer from Tumas Meis is mafkia, the svar of the lav mina loy machriba. L'churib, by kachim also you have a kal v'chomer. So let the kal v'chomer be mafkia, whatever the svar of the lav mina loy machriba is. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela, time of the Rav Rebbe Eliezer. You have to say, the pshat and Rav has nothing to do with svar. Because if it was a svar, the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba, then you would argue maybe kal v'chomer. You would say that the svara shouldn't be at the end of the day the lamina bakrava, but you should say kavachaymer kachim mechalim kachim chulin lekoshke. So rather, time of the rav is not based on a svara, based on a pasuk. Dam rav lozva my time of the rav lo yichalu as kachim bnei yisrael es eshei riba b'ashem. And we learn from there that kachim mechalim kachim the ain chulin mechalim kachim. It's learned that from a pasuk. It has nothing to do with svara. Svara, you could argue this way. Maybe the kavachaymer says fakir. It's simply based on a pasuk. Alma says the Gemara, Asakra, Afgevi Kal V'chaim. So what we have then is that we started the sugya with a svara that the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. It's not an easy Gemara, by the way. If the Gemara then flipped, and the Gemara said, I think just the opposite in svara. I think we can machna Kal V'chaim. If mina's machriba, the lav mina koshken should be machriba. Talk to Gemara right here. Abchaba pasuk. It says v'leichal was kachu b'nei Yisrael. It's actually ribul Hashem. So what we're holding now in the cheshbon is that in svara the lav mina should certainly be machir. The reason it's not, the reason that chatos l'shem chulin is kosher, is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says v'leichalu as kachim, kachim amechalu, ve'en chulin mekachim. Alma. In other words, what we're saying is asakra afke mikal b'chaymer. That as it relates to these svaras of the mina machriba and the lav mina loy machriba, the pasuk trumps the kal v'chaymer. The kal v'chaymer should tell me that the lav mina is machriv. The pasuk tells me the lav mina is not machriv, only kachim mechalim kachim ein chulim mechalim kachim. In other words, the pasuk takes precedence over the svara. So, freik the Gemara kasha now on Rabbi Eliezer. Hachanami, why don't we say leisi toichay lafke mikal v'chomer? Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that a mechitza does have an ability to be machriv ukli cheres? How did he know it? Mikal v'chaymer. In other words, he held that even though the mechitza is lav mina, still it has an ability to be machriv the status of toichi as it relates to the klicheres. And he knew it from a kal v'chaymer from Tumas Meis. The problem is, being that the pasuk says toichi, and this is a difficult twist in the sugya, and toichi means v'loy toich toichi, as the Gemara is going to clarify a little bit better at the end of the daf, but we know that already. Toichi v'loy toich toichi. From the fact that there's a concept of toichi v'loy toich toichi, it should be muchach that Rebbe Eliezer is wrong. And the reason it should be muchach that Rebbe Eliezer is wrong, because if you're going to tell me that even toichi, as long as there's a mechitza, the halacha is that's enough, that you shouldn't say the halach of kol hashav b'soichai yitma, then why do I need a pasuk of toichai v'loi toich toichai? Why don't you say that any time there's a keli inside the keli, it should memela not be tameh? And the reason is because let the inner keli serve as a mechitza. From the fact that you need a drush of toichai v'loi toich toichai, and you don't look at the inner keli as a mechitza, isn't that a raya that a mechitza doesn't have an ability to be machriv? If that's the case, the drush of toichai v'loi toich toichai should be a pasuk that says the mechitza is not machriv. So that even though Rebbe Eliezer holds based on kal v'chomer, the lav mina should be machriv. But at the end of the day, chaba pasuk, toicha v'loy toich toicha, that's shrying that a mechitza can't be machriv. Because if mechitza can be machriv, what do I need toicha v'loy toich toicha? Every toich toicha is a mechitza. So from the fact that I need the drosh of toicha v'loy toich toicha, zoysay meres, that a mechitza can't be machriv. So even though the kal v'chomer is saying that it's true that the lav minoy, the mechitza, should be machriv, but the pasuk is saying not that way. And we just said that what takes precedence? The pasuk or the kal v'chomer as it relates to the sugyas of the mina machriv, the lav minoy, loy machriv. We said the pasuk because every time a person shechs a chatos l'shem oyla, it's the lav minoy machriv. In svara, we said there's a kal v'chomer. Madach
Kachim mechalim kachim. Certainly chulim mechalim kachim. Narvas. There's a pasuk. So why don't we say the same thing in Rabbi Eliezer? That's the Gemara's kash. Ihachi. Say the same thing in Rabbi Eliezer. Say that despite the fact that he has a kal v'chaymer, to say that the mechitza should be machrib the toicha, even though it's the lav mina. But the fact that there's a drash of toicha v'loy toich toicha, which proves that mechitza is not machrib, shouldn't that take precedence? So the Gemara says this in four words. Hacha nami leisi toicha lafki mechal v'chaymer. Zok the Gemara. Hay toicha mi bayli loicha shagiv lam betet. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say there's really no such drash of toicha v'loy toich toicha. Meaning if there's a drash of toicha v'loy toich toicha, so then it's mefurish. Then you have a mefurish araya. Then you can't escape it. Meaning you have a pasuk, therefore, a drosh azah, that's telling me that there's a halacha of toicha v'loy toich toicha, which proves that a mechitza is not a machriv. But Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have such a drasha, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that this limud of toichai is la'oichlin shegiblam betit. It's referring to something else, where you had oichlin and you covered it with tit. Vichnisa la'avratanar, and now you lower it into the avratanar. So what's the halacha? Does the sheretz inside, does it become tomei or not? Why would you think that? I would have thought Hilbin to get limit time, being that it's not possible for this oichlin to become tomei al yidei negia, because there's no way for the sheretz to touch it. So bavir nami limit time. I would think that maybe it can't become tomei al yidei aver either. Kamash malon rabbanon anuch letzrichi kro. That's what Rabbi Eliezer does with that Rasha. The Rabbanan who used toicha to teach me v'loy toich toicha, they don't need a pasuk for that. But Rabbi Eliezer had an interesting svara that if you would have oichlan that it's not possible to come in contact with the sheretz, there would be a hamamina that if it can't become tomei al yidei negia, maybe it can't become tomei al yidei tumas aver either, kamash malon that it could. Vayter, Rav Yosef bar Ami Rami Shina Kodesh Ashinu Bailim Umeshani. Rav Yosef bar Ami, so this is already not Rava, ask the stira between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim Umeshani. Again, what's Shinu Kodesh? That's the first halacha. L'shem Zevach, that when you shech the noil, it has to be L'shem noil. It can't be L'shem Chatos. What's Shinui Bailam? You have to have in mind the Bala carbon. Who is bringing the carbon? What was the steer of me? I'm a Rav. Did Rav say Chatos Shechto L'shem Chatos Ksheira L'shem Oila Psula Alma the Lav Mina Machriba the Mina Loi Machriba? So what's this halach? The first halach of Rav was Chatos L'shem noil is possible. Chatos L'shem Chulin is kasha. In the beginning of the sugi, we thought it was a svara, the mina machrava, the lav mina loy machrava, and then at the end, the gemara came out and said it's really learned out from a pasuk. V'leichalu as kachim bnei Yisrael say sheyarimu l'Hashem kachim mechalim kachim ve'en chulim mechalim kachim. This halacha is almost the opposite halacha. It's not a stira, but Rav is going to the other side of the spectrum. What would be if a person has a machshava shaloy l'shma, but it was the mina in the sense that it was very similar to what you were supposed to have? The kohen is bringing a carbon chatas. He had in mind a carbon chatas. It was just the wrong chatas. He had in mind a chatas yochid, and really he was bringing the chatas for the par kohen Mashiach. You want to feel like you're still learning Hayrius. So it was a chatas l'shem chatas, but it wasn't the same chatas. So Rav said a chiddush. Rav said that's also going to be kosher. It's l'shem oila that it's going to be possible. Alma, the lav mina. So here the Gemara is referring to chatas l'shem oila as the lav mina. The previous Gemara, chatas l'shem oila was mina. It's all relative. So here, the chatas l'shem oila was viewed as lav mina machriba. The mina loy machriba. Is that true? V'amar Rav. Rav said, chatas l'shocht al misha mechuyev chatas psulo al misha mechuyev oila k'shera. Rav said that if a person brings a carbon chatas, shinui bailin, and he has in mind someone that's mechuyev chatas, that's nafka when it's possible. But if a person brings a carbon chatas and he has in mind somebody that's chayev oila, k'shera, the lochas is going to be kosher. Alma, what do you see from there? The bar mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. You see just the opposite. That dafka, if you had in mind someone that's chayv achatas, does it create problems? But if you had in mind someone that's chayv anoyla, it's not going to be a problem. So again, if a person in Shini Kodesh, the Kayin, has in mind when he brings a chatas, just a different type of chatas, that's going to be kosher. Because even though you didn't have in mind the right chatas, but at least you had in mind chatas. It has to be chatas l'shem oyla that's going to be possible. But when it comes to Shini Bayim, it's just the opposite. If you have in mind someone that's chayiv and oila, when you bring the carbon chatas, it's kosher. It's only a shinui bailin if you bring a chatas and you have in mind someone else that's chayiv a chatas. Isn't that a stira in svara to what we just said? Umeshani, hasam, v'shachat, oisav, v'chatas, amrachmano, v'ari chatas, v'shem chatas, nishchata. It's all based on psokim. Over there, when it comes to shinui kodesh, it says v'shachat, oisav, v'chatas. No, it has to be l'shem chatas. L'maisa, chatas, l'shem chatas is going to be kosher. And even if you had in mind a different type of chatas, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, chatas, l'shem chatas is always going to be kosher. Hacha, when it comes to shinui bailam, it's also based on psokim. The keeper, all of ksiv, all of aloyal chaveira, chaveira dum yedide, shemechuyiv kapara kemoisa. With the makar, the shinui bailam is v'chiper olav, and it says olav, you have to have in mind him, the bala carbon, not his chaver. The Gemara does this a lot. Chaveru dum yodidei. So if the chaveru is not dum yodidei, it's not a chesaron of shinu baylam. Only if it's dum yodidei is it going to be a chesaron of shinu baylam. The bottom line is, it's true. In svara, I hear, but it's not based on svaras. It's based on drashas. Being that it's based on drashas, it's not based on svaras. It's for that reason you don't have this halacha. One more stira. Rav Chaviva, Rav Yishinu Bailim, Atoich Toichoi. Rav Chaviva asked the stira between the halachas of Shinu Bailim and the halachas of Toich Toichoi Umeshai. Miyam, Rav, did Rav say, Chato Sheshach, Al Misha Mechuyiv, Chato Sepsula. Al Misha Mechuyiv, Oilu Ksheira. Alma, Da Mina Machrivba, Da Lav Mina Loi Machrivba. Rav said, as it relates to Shinu Bailim, this last halach, that if the Koyin had a Shilu Bailim, but it was Al Misha Mechuyiv, it's only then that it's considered a machshava apisalas. But if it was al misha einu mechuyev, it's not considered a machshava apisalas. What do you see from there? You see the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. Vatanya, he asked the kasha from kli cheres, toicha v'loy toich toichoy, afilu kli shetef, matzel. You see a kli shetef could be matzel, can create a status of toich toichoy. In meaning it can be machriv the status of toichoy, even though isn't the kli shetef Einoi minoi klape the klicheres. So you see the lav minoloi machrova, which is what the Gemara thought at the very beginning of the sugya. The Gemara fell off it, okay. But the point is, in a vacuum, Rav Chaviva is asking Astira, almost unknowing of the previous Gemara that we just learned. And he said, on the one hand, chatos, al misha mechuyev chatos is possible, but al misha mechuyev oyloi is kosher. You see this idea of the lav mina loy machriba. Again, the previous Gemara was learned that from a pasuk. It has nothing to do with the lav mina machriba. But again, this is the way Rav Chaviv is approaching the sugya. And he said, at the same time, you see that a klishetev could be matzel. Even though, again, unknowing of the previous sugya, Rav Chaviv is of the understanding that a klishetev is also a lav mina. So is the lav mina machriv? Or is the lav mina in a machriv? In kachim, it's mashma, the lav mina is not machriv. And over here, when it comes to kli cheres and kli shetev, it's mashma, the lav mina is machriv. Mashani, he answered, Abot toichi ksivi. It says the word toichoi four times. Now, really doesn't. What it says is toich, toichoi, toich, toichoi. It says the word toichoi twice in the pasuk of kli cheres. V'chol kli cheres ashiipa mehen el toichoi. Kol asher be soichoi yitma v'oisei seshboiru. So it says the word toichoi twice, and from the times that it says the word toichoi, we have four drashas. Toich, toichoi, toich, toichoi. And we learn from there, chad legufen. One is coming to teach me the ikar halacha. Which halacha? That oichlin become tamei as long as they're in the aver of the klicheres. The chad gzeir shop. One's coming to teach me that if a sheretz falls into the aver of the klicheres, just by being in the aver of the klicheres, it has an ability to be mitama the V'keli, v'chad, one is coming to teach me that the only time you have this chiddush of kol hashem soicha yitma is regarding a kli cheres. But as it relates to other types of kelim, such as a kli shetev or some other type of keli, you don't have that halacha at all. And idoch, and the last toichoi is toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi v'afilu kli shetev matzel. It's coming to teach me the halacha of toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi. And afilu klishet, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that the Tana holds that toich toichoi, assuming it's mina, is not a chiddush. The only time there's a chiddush of toichoi v'loi toich toichoi, if it's enoi mina, it's over there, you would think the lav mina loy machriba. Thus, it's a chiddush that halach is a creates a status of toich toichoi. So again, the kasha was that if the enoi mina is not machriba when it comes to shinu bailim, why is enoi mina machriba when it comes to the cheres? Comes down to a pasuk toichoi v'loi toich toichoi must be coming to teach me enoi mina machriv. That's how I know that halacha. So the bottom line is, we started off that the halacha is kol asvachim shenizbuchu shloy l'shman ksherim elu shloy alu l'bayim l'shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. So a chatas, for example, we're just using that as exhibit A, as an example that is shachot. It's one of the dalet avodas adam. We're done shloy l'shma. The halacha is pasul. I should feel like I'm giving the shir outside. So a chatas shloy l'shma is building still standing. So chatas shloy l'shma is pasul. What's the definition of a machshava hapeiselas? So we had a few halachas. Number one, Rav said a halach as it relates to Shini Kodesh, that chatos l'shem oil is possible, but chatos l'shem chulin is kosher. So if it's l'shem chulin, you have in mind something completely different than the carbon. You don't even have in mind the carbon, the halach is, it's going to be kosher. The Gemara thought the katchila because the mina machrava, the lav mina loy machrava. But at the end of the sugya, it seems to be really based on sukkah. But the point is that chatos l'shem chulin is going to be kosher. If you're on the flip side, the other side of the spectrum, if you have in mind chatos l'shem chatos, but a different type of chatos, that's also going to be kosher. So if it's completely enoy mina chatos l'shem chulin, it's kosher. If it's very much mina, but you still got it wrong, chatas l'shem chatas, but the wrong chatas, it's also going to be kosher. When is it possible? Only if it's chatas l'shem oila. It's minoy, it's not chulin, but it's also ene minoy. It's not chatas l'shem chatas. That's the only time it's going to be possible. As it relates to shinei bailim, it's a little different. Shinei bailim, you have to have in mind a person, but the person has to be chaver idum yedideh. So if a kohen is bringing a carbon chatas for Ruvein, and he has in mind Shimon, and Shimon was never mechal Shabbos b'shoy, he's not chayiv chatos. That's not a machshava apiselus in shinu bailam. It has to be dafka someone that's chayiv chatos. So in shinu kodesh, it has to be dafka, a different carbon. But if it was a chatos l'shem chatos, it's going to be kosher. Chatos l'shem chulin is also going to be kosher. Only chatos l'shem moil is possible. As it relates to shinu bailam, it's very, very simple. This person, this other guy that the kohen had in mind, was he mechuyiv this carbon? If the answer is yes, then the halach is it's a machshava apiselis. If the answer is no, then the halach is it's not a machshava apiselis. What about klicheris? So for that, we're going to have to chazed the daf, and we're going to stop here.